The whole of human nature is in the will. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. My beloved people, first of all, this morning, I would like to take this opportunity in the name of all of us in the monastery and the convent to wish each and every one of you and each and every one of those whom you love most a very holy, a very blessed, a very good new year. A year that will be filled throughout with the blessings that you wish most. Of course, today we have to speak on the usual concerning resolutions. I myself, and it is my opinion, look down on just ordinary resolutions that everybody talks about and everybody asks about and wants to know, well, what New Year's resolutions did you make? And so you very dutifully list them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But like the observance of Christmas itself, which incidentally we went to town the day after Christmas and started wishing people Merry Christmas, and they looked at us like we were crazy because Christmas was done and over. And we have to go on to bigger and better things and new sales. But New Year's resolutions, after about the third day, are completely forgotten about and put away until next year when it is time to make New Year's resolutions. I have had to live with an alcoholic. And I had as a very close friend a doctor who was himself an alcoholic. And he gave me, this doctor, gave me many valid and useful insights on alcoholism. And the more I studied what he had to say, the more I came to understand that the alcoholic program follows the very essence of the program of Catholicity, the program of the spiritual life. The alcoholic, unless and until he is able to say and mean it and confess it, unless and until he is able to say, I am a drunk. Unless and until he is able to say that, he cannot expect any improvement in a situation. And he will not receive any improvement in the situation. He has an addiction, and he is not willing to accept it. There are 7 capital sins: pride, covetousness, lust, anger, gluttony, envy, and sloth. These are the addictions that some of us, maybe even all of us, are at one time or another addicted to. And when we come to such periods of time as the first of the year and we make resolutions, we're merely trimming the tree. Well, we're not doing a thing about the root. As a matter of fact, we might not even be so anxious to get rid of the root, because anger is something that I can use advantageously at certain times. I don't really want to give up my anger. I'd rather keep it and maybe allow myself to become angry at certain times. I do not really want to give up my lustful inclinations. After all, I am a man. After all, I have to maintain manhood in me. And it is manly to permit lustful addictions to continue in me. But I will attempt in the new year not to look at dirty pictures, not to read bad books, not to look lustfully at others. I will attempt to keep modesty of my eyes. My beloved people, what we're looking for is the gift without doing anything about the addiction. I am addicted to anger. I am addicted to lust. I am addicted to gluttony and to jealousy and to envy. Those are my addictions. And that's where I have to go and do some work. Now, let's go back to the alcoholic for a moment. When the alcoholic, praise God, is able to bring sobriety into his life, does that mean that he has conquered alcoholism? Not at all. He will be a drunk. He will be an alcoholic till the moment he breathes his last breath. And it is only in the fact that he has been able to put some muscle power into his control chamber that he is able to maintain sobriety. That is his gift, sobriety. Thus it is with us. The angry man will remain angry for the rest of his life. His addiction will be there for the rest of his life. But he will not receive the gift, I am using the word gift. He will, as sobriety is a gift. He will not receive the gift of meekness. And to be consistently meek, unless and until he is able to go after his addiction and do something about it. Have you ever seen an alcoholic suffer for a drink? Have you ever seen an alcoholic suffer for a drink? I have. And it is a suffering that is so intense that it is almost enough to bring about destruction of his life just for a drink. But he has got to put muscle. He's got to put muscle into his intention, into his will, strong enough to say, no. And sometimes he's suffering so much that he has to call upon someone. He calls him sponsor. The sponsor does not in any way lift him out of his alcoholism. The sponsor merely, and they are very good about this, believe me, the sponsor takes his job very, very, very seriously. The sponsor is on hand at the beck and call of the telephone. He's right there. And what does a sponsor do? He merely holds the alcoholic's hand until the storm is over. Incidentally, the sponsor himself has to have a sponsor to hold his hand when storm clouds gather over his head. We have what we call spiritual directors who do precisely the same thing, who hold our hand until the storm of anger, the storm of gluttony, the storm of lust, the storm of envy or whatever has blown over. We have to go after the addiction. My beloved people. And that's all that we try to maintain from this post. If we expect to be saints, we have to go after the addiction. Do you think for a second that those who we call saints, name them, but any one of them, anyone that might come to your mind at this precise moment, man or woman, do you think that they did not have the same difficulties, the same addictions? But what made them saints? What made these men and women saints? They were able to conquer, not to keep into control, they were able to keep in control their whatever it is addiction that they had. That made them saints. Following the same path. And we are desirous of becoming saints. Be not afraid that you have these inclinations, we'll call them such, to lighten the burden somewhat. But these inclinations are there. Be not afraid of that. Be not afraid that sometimes our minds can be veritable sewers. Be not afraid of that. Did you wish your minds to be sewers? Of course not. But the devil works at it. I've heard priests say this, and I myself have experienced it. A priest sometimes has the worst possible thoughts imaginable. Guess at what moment? Just guess. At the moment, the holiest moment of all, the moment of consecration of the Mass, when sometimes floods come through one's mind. The devil has every way of destroying us. But a priest cannot bolt under that pressure. And he has to say the same thing that our blessed Savior himself said, "Get thee behind me, Satan," and never give in. This is what we have to pray for, my beloved people. And we have to do it diligently and consistently. And with the new year, let us not go after the teensy little branches. Let us first look at ourselves and say, "I am a self-willed, proud man or woman. And I have got to go after my self-will. I have got to go after my pride. I have got to go after my deceitfulness because I am a liar." You want to know something? Every day in the alcoholic program, the alcoholic has to say to himself, "I am a drunk." Every day he has to remind himself of this. And so it is with the other sins. Every day I have to tell myself, "I am a proud, deceitful, self-willed bum." That's it. That's it. If I wish to get rid of pride, of self-will, and of lying. So, with these wonderful thoughts in mind this morning, let us go into the new year. Be not afraid, I said a moment ago. Be not afraid, because there's one little thing that the alcoholic says, and he says it so nicely. "But for the grace of God, I am sober." But for the grace of God, I am humble. But for the grace of God, I am meek. But for the grace of God, I am truthful. And so on. We can do nothing without God's help. And when he sees within us the goodwill that is there, the fact that I have a horrendously strong temptation does not in any way indicate that I am not of good will, has nothing to do with it. When God sees in me the genuine desire, then God will help. That's all we have to count on, my beloved people. And without fear, we proceed. And without fear, with God's help, we shall become saints, every one of us. So again, in the name of everyone here, I wish you a blessed event, a blessed new year. And remember that in the new year, with God's help, you too and I too will be able to go after one of my major addictions. That's what we've got to go after. With God's help, we shall and we will, my beloved people.